Tonight, guest Greg Baer, regional fisheries biologist for the Downeast area of Maine. And Greg is going to go into the subject right now of ice fishing, which we promised you we would do. And he's going to tell us about where they're really getting them. Greg, it's all yours.
Yeah, and first I want to tell everybody about the new regulation. We have one change that happened in Hancock County, and that's Craig Pond. As most of the anglers know, they know Craig Pond as a native lake trout water, and it's one of the only few native lake trout waters that we have in the area. And the reproduction there was very low.
Is that in Orland?
That's in Orland, yep.
It was the hatchery?
Yep, just up over the hill from the hatchery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's been catch and release for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Probably most of my career it's been catch and release.
In even ice fishing?
Ice fishing too, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but the population has risen such that we felt comfortable in changing that regulation to a one fish, 23-inch length limit. So you can now have one fish over 23. The population's good enough, so
they can keep one.
They can keep one.
One
yep.
fish.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the anglers have wanted that. Camp owners have wanted that for a long time.
I bet they did.
We've said, just be patient. We're monitoring that population. Uh-huh. And it slowly got up to a point where we felt comfortable, safe to be able to harvest some.
So you've been putting some of the breeders in there from Grand Lake Stream, haven't you? I heard you did. I don't know.
We put spring yearling salmon in there, and fall fingerling brook trout and fall yearling brook trout in mm-hmm. there.
They do pretty well there.
And they do. Yeah. Yeah. It really brings in a lot of folks.
Is bass in there?
No.
Bite
your tongue. Not that we know of.
Okay. Well, hopefully they.
It's one of the few that they don't put bass in.
That's a true scourge.
Yeah. It's the truth.
I mean, there's certainly a place for bass in different waters, but these cold, deep headwater lakes like that, we just assume that they not be there.
Oh, I should say so. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
But there's a lot of folks in that Bucksport area. They just love to fish.
Yeah.
A lot of those folks that worked in the mill there. They're the big hunters and fishermen and trappers,
yeah, sure.
And just love their fishing.
Yep.
So, we try to give them as much opportunity to fish over there as possible.
Toddy, right handy there, too.
Toddy, yep. We stock splake and brown trout and salmon in there. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a big water and a
it
lot
is.
Of opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to go over my picks for
don't let me
for this winter. No, that's okay. No, add anything at any time. Brown trout, people love Walker's Pond down in Sedgwick, and that's been doing great. Of course, the ice is a little sketchy right now, so give it some time. But once things get safe, that's one that I would highly recommend. Lower Patton Pond has some beautiful brown trout. The fishing is a little slower there, and it's catch and release for browns. But when you catch one, it's going to be a nice one generally. So I do highly recommend that one, even though it is catch and release. Bring it out quick, take a picture, put it back, and you're good to go. Hancock Pond in Bucksport. We just purchased land there. We're going to be developing a public access in the near future. But we stock that one with brown trout. It's also got bass, but it produces some nice browns.
Mm-hmm.
So highly recommend that one.
Mm-hmm.
For salmon, my picks this winter are Eagle Lake down in Bar Harbor, a Long Pond down in Mount Desert, Echo Lake down in Mount Desert, Beach Hill Pond in Otis, Branch Lake in Ellsworth, Pocumpkus Lake up there just above West Grand. It's connected to West Grand. Mm-hmm. It's open now.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably got some Poca Moonshine.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Pocumpkus. Sorry, Pocumpkus.
Pocumpkus. I thought you said Pocumpkus.
Pocumpkus, yeah.
They're absolutely different,
yep.
isn't it?
Yep,
aren't they
that's
both,
right.
They both drain into that area, don't they?
Yeah, with the, that's right.
They, no, I guess Poca Moonshine goes down into Denny's River.
East Machias.
East Machias.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Pocumpkus drains into West Grand. Of course, it's
there
in
you
the
go.
St. Croix.
There you got it.
Love Lake in Crawford is another one. And Jordan Pond down there in Mount Desert. Those those waters down there in Mount Desert Island, they don't get fished very hard, especially because there's so many people down there in the summertime, and it's hard to get a boat in.
Yeah.
So they don't get fished in the open water season that much.
Yeah.
So when the wintertime comes and people have better access, because there's not, you know, hordes of people down there fishing, you know, you have some good salmon fishing down there. So those waters down to MDI, once the ice firms up, that's a place to go. We, you know, we stocked some larger salmon in there in some of those waters this past fall. Places like Molasses Pond in Eastbrook, Eagle Lake, also Mopang, Craig Pond, put a few more in, Nash's Lake over in Callis, Beach Hill Pond. We put some bigger ones in Brewer Lake here in Orrington.
Yeah, Brewer Lake.
Hopkins Pond.
Yeah,
we put some in and Jordan Pond. I tried to spread them around the region a little bit, so that we had some of
how
those.
How big were they?
These fish were generally they're 16, 17, 18 inches. Mm-hmm. These are 3 year olds that they had excess of.
Did you strip them or?
Let's see. I don't know if they used them for brood fish because they generally keep them on the side just in case they need them.
They need them.
Yep. And so probably they didn't strip them.
Yeah.
But they had enough so that they had some surplus there, and so they made them available. Yeah. So we spread them around.
When they do strip them, they take the bigger ones, do they, as a rule? The ones are real heavy and...
Well,
ready to go.
So the ones that they strip generally there at Grand Lake Stream coming out of the lake, they like to have a mixture. So they'll have, you know, some of the bigger 4 and 5 year old fish, but also some of the younger 2 and 3 year old fish.
Yeah.
And they'll also have some unmarked fish that that are native fish that they'll put in there as well. So, they like to have a variety, you know, of ages and sizes.
Same species.
That's right. Yeah. Splake waters that I recommend is Fitz Pond in Clifton. Get some beautiful splake there. Second Lake Holstring up in Township 37 MD. Pleasant River Lake and Beddington.
Folks, what a splake is?
Splake is a cross. It's a hybrid between a lake trout and a brook trout. We like that hybrid vigor that we get from crossing.
How do you cross the eggs? With a milt,
well, yeah,
one and the other,
right, and you cross. What you want to do is you want to cross the female. So it'll be a male brook trout with a female lake trout.
That's what works best.
That works best. If you cross them the other way, the embryos are too big for the eggs, for the brook trout eggs, and they'll come out with bent tails.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah. So you got to cross them the other way.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, but they work great. They're a tool that we use as biologists to create a fishery in places where we couldn't create them any other way, with, you know, for cold water fish.
Yeah.
So the Pleasant River Lake is one of the lakes we're working on this winter. I worked there yesterday, and people are doing great. Happy. They're happy. They're catching beautiful splake there. And
no kidding.
All smiles. And
yeah. Now, that's the headwaters for Pleasant River.
It is. Yep, it is. Mm-hmm. So, had happy customers out there yesterday, Bob, and I was really pleased.
Well, that's good. How much ice was there?
There was 7 or 8 inches.
No kidding. Yeah. That's not bad.
People were out there with snowmobiles, ATVs, and side-by-sides.
Well, they were.
Yeah. But lots of people out there with their family.
Fairly warm.
Yep. People out there with their kids and stuff. They plowed places off for them to skate. And everybody was having a great time out there.
I bet they did.
All smiles and happy customers. That's what I like to see.
That's what you want to see.
That's what I want to see.
There was a lot of them.
There was a lot of them yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other places, so Splake, Hart's Pond in Orland, a little slower fishing, but you get some nice fish there. Toddy Pond, as we mentioned, over in Orland, get some Splake there. Hosea Pug up off Route 9 in Township 27 ED. That's a sleeper. That's one that people forget about.
What's the name of that again?
It's called Hosea Pug.
Hosea Pug.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you say that
27.
Was?
That's just north of Route 9 and just east of Wesley. So
east of Wesley.
Mm-hmm. I would take Sue and the kids in
Road
there.
And down that way?
Now you take the Clifford Lake Road to get
Clifford
up in
Lake
there.
Road.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'd take Sue and the kids in there when they were younger, and we'd snowmobile all the way in and catch some fish.
There you are.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's one that I highly recommend. Yep. For lake trout, Beecho Pond and Otis got a lot of Lakers there and some nice ones. Eagle Lake is one of those sleepers where mm-hmm. people might not think of Eagle for togue, but it's a good one. And that population is coming along well. The fish are growing better, and their shape is getting better and better.
Doesn't that get a run of alewives or river herring? Echo?
Nope.
Which one of those gets a run?
So Long Pond gets a run of alewives, river herring, right? And Echo has a landlocked population of alewives.
Oh, landlocked.
Landlocked. Yeah, we put those in there from
from
the New York Finger Lakes back in the 60s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They look like silver dollars.
Yeah, they're that's right.
That was when I've been in there several times with you guys,
yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
But they were really... Really?
Something. Yeah, the fish love to feed on those.
I bet they do.
Yep. Hopkins Pond in Clifton, I highly recommend that for togue. You get some nice ones, sometimes up to 10 pounds.
Mm.
More, occasionally you're getting fish that are 25, 26. More yeah. regular fish yeah. are, generally between 14 and 21 inches there.
Mm-hmm.
But a good lake trout water.
Mm-hmm.
West Musquash over in Talmadge,
mm-hmm.
it's in Washington County, just over there up off Route 1, between actually Route 1 and Route 6.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of lake trout in it, really good fishing up
yeah,
there,
yeah.
and sometimes some big ones too.
Yeah.
So highly recommend those ones.
Mm-hmm.
For brook trout, my picks this year to get people going is Upper Morrison Pond. This is a new stocked water that we just started stocking. This is up in Township 32 MD.
Mm-hmm.
It's up off the West Branch of the Union River. You can get in there by going in on the 22,000 road, the 22,000 and the 22-24.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there, and when it splits off, you take your third, go to your third left, and you'll get in there and go right to the lake shore, and I think you'll find some good fishing in there.
Good size water?
Yeah, it's not that big. It's only, I'm thinking, what is it, maybe 50, 60 acres?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not that big. It's a small pond.
How do you stock that?
We stocked it by air with the fall fingerlings that we put in there,
mm-hmm.
and the bigger ones, we put in 50 of the bigger fall yearlings, and we took the truck in. We have a small truck with a tank on it.
Mm-hmm.
We met
mm-hmm.
the guys with the bigger tank, and they gave us 50 for our smaller tank, and away we went
in,
and took
yeah.
them right to the shore and put them in.
Well, great.
So, yeah.
Sure.
Lovejoy Pond.
Do they have a place to respawn and everything?
There's no place for them to really spawn up in there.
Just the lake itself.
It's just a stocked... Yep.
Probably not much chance for them.
Nope, there really isn't. Nope.
I got to tell you one thing. You know, Scudic, it's probably not in your Scudic, a Savoy's.
Yeah, it's not in my area,
that's
right.
That's not yours.
Yep.
But Paul and his son were up there this late season fishing,
mm-hmm.
and there was salmon spawning in front of their camp
mm-hmm.
on the sandbar.
Trying to spawn.
That's
right.
What I told them.
Yep.
I says I don't think they get much luck doing it there, but at least they're trying.
That's right.
But you get very small percentage of
right.
return from that, of course, or no running water, just a wave yeah. motion there or something.
Yeah, we commonly see that where salmon are trying to spawn on gravel and around the shores.
Yeah.
I've actually gone in with a shovel and dug in those reds to see whether they actually even laid eggs down,
Yeah.
And you don't find a whole lot.
No.
And we don't generally get any reproduction from it.
No.
They've got to be in the tributary or in the outlet.
Now, Hat Case, you don't suck Hat Case, do you?
Hat Case Pond is all wild.
All wild
trout.
Nice trout in there.
Big trout.
But you can't get in there anymore.
Two gates, two private gates there to get through.
Two private gates.
Yep. I remember you getting in there with a six-pack of Pepsi.
Well, yeah, it was a few six-packs over the years. I used to hunt on that hill, that big hill.
Okay.
For years, and yeah. they let me through.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been in there in a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Still,
but now there was one gate there that they didn't really bother with too much. And then, of course, there was, what's the lake all the way in to the end of the road? It's closed, got a big lodge on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
trying to
What's
think
the
of
name? Nice, me too. Can't, you don't spot that one either, probably.
No, we don't. No,
it's big bass and a salmon big bass, and a wild trout.
Yeah, there's
wild.
a few wild trout in there, and there's a few it's
wild salmon.
Mountainy pond.
Mountainy pond.
Yeah, and a few wild salmon
mountainy
in
pond,
there.
But
that's
yeah.
all. It's all private. I mean, you can walk in there.
Yes.
You walk in from the backside. It's about a mile.
The caretaker let us come in one fall, and we fish bass.
Yep.
Late season.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we'd cook on the salmon, but we didn't. So right now we've got to take a little break.
Okay.
And Greg is going to do us the honors for the ad we have tonight, one of our sponsors.
Okay. Maine Outdoors program is brought to you in part by our friends at General Appliance of Brewer. This company is owned and operated by Al Elkin, and they are located at 91 Center Street Brewer. Offering a full range of appliances, both gas and electric, they would welcome being known as your all-around appliance dealer, offering the servicing of anything you purchase there, which is no small deal today.
No,
right?
It certainly is not.
That's right.
I should say.
One relatively new item which they carry at General Appliance is the easy-to-operate and comfortable composting toilets.
Ride the wave, baby.
Ride the wave. Yeah, there you go.
You know it, right? Thank you, Norman, by the way.
Good timing, Norm.
Yeah.
stop in and see for yourself and get the lowdown from Al on all the wonderful features of this new marvel.
Yeah.
Guaranteed to encourage the little woman. Uh-oh. We're going to get emails about that.
Do you ever use one of those, Greg?
I have. Yes, I have.
Have you, Susan? You haven't? You don't know what you've missed me, darling. I did once.
Guaranteed to encourage a female to accompany you on those camping adventures. These folks realize that you have to be competitive in your pricing these days with all the big box stores we have available, so they ask you to remember to consider service when making your purchases.
Absolutely.
Yep. They really value their customers and extend themselves to satisfy your needs.
They certainly do.
So we certainly encourage you, when you are in need of new appliances, to upgrade conditions at your home or at your camp.
Yeah.
Remember to go see our friends at General Appliance, 91 Center Street, Brewer, or give them a call at 989-4341. That's 989-4341. Anytime. Great. They will be glad to serve you.
All righty then.
All right.
Terrific. Great job. I couldn't have done better myself.
Oh, good.
And you know they sell our books over there, don't you?
I got
a big display of books.
I got that as a note here as well. I should have mentioned that.
Did I write that down there?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
They're wonderful people. Well, they really are.
Yep, not bad. That was my first run through that commercial.
Nice, very nice. And they're very helpful if you need help on hooking up different things, you know, refrigerators and stoves and this and that and what parts you might have. They have a lot of parts. And they've been so nice. Every once in a while, we'd like to give them a few more minutes extra.
Absolutely.
Because they certainly earn it because they've been with us for something like 25 years, I think, Norman, isn't it? Something like 20.
Right in that ballpark.
Wow. Right in that ballpark. Wow. Imagine that. One sponsor for 25 years. And they told me at one time that they don't need another outfit like us.
Great.
Was there enough for them? People come from everywhere.
We have enough listenership that brings them in.
Yeah. You can't help it. Now.
Sue and I, we have a hunting camp in Otis, and we went to General Appliance to get our gas stove, and it's been terrific. So
there you are.
Love it.
Great.
And they were wonderful.
Now, where were we? Brook Trout?
Brook Trout, yeah. So Lovejoy Pond in Township 35 MD, that's just down off the Stud Mill Road. It's a great fishery, especially winter fishery, and some of the residuals are left there in the springtime.
Pickerel Pond, is that in your jurisdiction?
Pickerel is not. It's out of the infield office.
North of
the Stud Mill.
Stud Mill.
Yep. But that's a good little pond to take the kids. That's a kids-only pond, I believe.
It is.
Yep.
Yep.
Lower Springy Pond in Otis. The guys have already told me that they've been catching a bunch of brookies there. They look great.
What's the name of that again?
Lower Springy in Otis.
Oh, Lower Springy.
Lower Springy.
Yeah.
Yep.
They got a few salmon in there too, haven't they?
Yeah, somebody caught a big one there this year, I was told, as a matter of fact, by one of the camp owners I talked to. Yeah.
That's a beautiful little water.
Yes, it is.
It is clear, crystal clear, just nice, really nice.
Get some nice perch in there too.
It is. Yep. I caught a big mink there one year in the inlet.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. I've caught mink there, but I also caught a big otter.
Okay.
It was stealing my bait. You know?
Okay.
That was in my younger years when I was more young and foolish.
Well,
but
all right.
It was fun.
Williams Pond in Township 28 there, which is east of Alligator Lake. We stocked some really nice brookies there. That's growing some great trout.
Williams
Pond.
Williams.
Yeah, it's about 20 acres. We just started stocking it like 4 years ago. And it's got great water quality. It's about 25
feet. That's located where?
It's basically in between the Narragansett River and Alligator Lake.
Oh, yeah.
So it's in and off the Gould Brook Road in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to get into. You got to figure out how to do it, but you look at a map and you'll figure
Williams
out.
Williams Pond.
Williams Pond, yep. It's got a little walk-in access.
Can you get your snowmobile in there? Can't do
you
it.
You can.
You
yep.
can.
You can, yep.
There's a good chance for that Williams Pond. That's mm-hmm. hot right now, hotter than crystal.
It is.
How big are they as a rule on an average?
Oh, down on an average, they're going to be between 13 and 16 inches.
Brook trout. Mm-hmm. That's a nice fish.
Yep.
Almost guaranteed. Not quite guaranteed,
right.
But almost guaranteed.
Right. Ron Brown Pond down in Mount Desert, right there just past Pond's End at Long Pond. We stocked that with fall yielding brookies, and once that ice firms up down there, that's a great early place to go.
Yeah.
Upper and Lower Hadlock Ponds in Northeast Harbor are good bets anytime. Those are great waters, just right there off 198, also Route 3. I highly recommend those ones.
Yep.
Indian Lake in Whiting.
Yes, I've heard that one.
Yep, that's a good one. Very popular from the folks down east. They love going there. They catch a bunch of trout. Happy customers.
Indian Lake in Whiting.
In Whiting, that's right.
Indian Lake in Whiting.
In Whiting. And Moneymaker Pond in Callis.
Moneymaker in Callis.
Yep, that's over there in behind Nash's Lake over that way.
Yeah.
And that's a good one. We put fall yielding brookies in there as well.
You've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah. Get around.
Where do you get all these fish up in Enfield?
Some come out of Enfield. A lot come out of Grand Lake Stream because we're growing brook trout at Grand Lake Stream
growing,
now.
Growing them there,
Yep.
How big do you grow them at Grand Lake Stream?
Oh, boy, they're growing some bigger ones for us now. So, they get, some of them averaging up around 13 inches.
Oh, nice trout, huh?
Yep, some beauties.
You put them in some of these places.
That's right. Yep.
And they start growing some more.
And they do. Keens Lake in Callis is right there by Nash's Lake as well. Highly recommend that one. We also put fall yearlings, brookies, and as well as the smaller fall fingerlings. So you get the catch rate, but you also got the size quality as well.
Yeah.
So those are my picks for right now.
And well, I'd say those are pretty good picks.
Yeah. And, people are out there, they're catching fish, and everything's going pretty well so far. You know, as long as they're, mindful of the ice and being very careful, this snow that we've got this past Friday, things are a little
touchy
because you can't see what you got for ice conditions underneath. So
especially around the inlets and outlets, be aware of those places.
Yeah, when I was out yesterday, somebody had gone through by one of the outlets on Pleasant River Lake, and some guys had to go over and help them out.
Where about near an outlet or?
Yeah, it was near an inlet, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I knew, that place, so I just went out around it with my snowmobile, and it was fine. But but if you went in close to shore, right where that flow comes in, you were going to go in the drink. So, but fortunately, it's not that deep right where he went in.
Well,
so
it's a help anyway.
But the guys ran over and helped them pull out his ATV.
Anyway,
for sure. Yeah. So you need to be really careful out and about right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit. We got a few minutes, not much, but a minute and a half, well, too bad. Well, we really don't have that much time, and I was going to throw in, if we had the time, but we don't, about centipede trout on Fledge Pond, and is anybody running any kind of a survey there or anything now?
Yeah, we've allowed the University of Maine to go in there and set nets and sample there.
Yeah.
And we get their data each and every year. Yeah.
Well, next time you and I get together, maybe we could find out about Santa Petra.
Sure. Yeah. I can tell you what they're finding is the population has gone down, and they're not sure why. So we are, going to be looking at that in the future, really monitoring it closely with them. Yeah. The Bangor Water District allows us to go in there and work on those fish and things. And of course they care about the fish and they want to keep those water levels up. So the spawning areas are all covered.
Oh yeah.
And so that the fish can
use
them.
I used to go in there with you guys for years.
I remember.
Fred Kirchis and you other times.
That's right. Yeah.
In fact, I met you back in way back. And that was, 120 years ago?
It was a long time ago. Yeah, you put my face on the cover of the Northwood Sporting Journal way back then.
I didn't, but I sent it in to me.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. And Paul liked it so well, he put it on the cover.
Yeah.
And he gave me, a couple $1,000 for that, I think it was. And I'm dreaming.
I never got any residuals from that.
No royalties, huh?
No.
No, I ain't got nothing either.
That was back when I had hair and a mustache, too.
I do that. I got a really nice hat, though, from Northwood Sporting Journal. Do you notice that?
I like that.
Yeah. That was one of his weaker moments, I think. He gave me a hat. I'm
really?
Kidding, Paul. I'm kidding. Only kidding. Well, we're running to the end of our show. But you'll be back next week.
I'll be back next week.
And you've got a great guest. Who is that?
I'll have Kenny Carl on there from Black Spruce Outfitters.
Wonderful. We're looking forward to that, and I'll surely turn in, that's for sure.
Great.
So thank you so much for turning in, tuning us up on the Maine Outdoors Show. And are we all set, Norman?
Anytime.
Thank you for listening to
Maine Outdoors.